pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thank you very much for listening on this Thursday morning. 251-343-0106 if you would like to respond to anything we are discussing. Still to come on the program about 30 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Congressman Jerry Carl. That's in the 11:30 block, so make sure that you stay tuned for that. Let's go to the phones here. Joining us on the line now, hopefully the first of many discussions we'll have throughout this campaign, but Lou Burdette, running for governor. He is the formerly of Books a Million, now the president of King's Home in Chelsea up near Birmingham, running for governor. Lou, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Jeff. Thank you for having me on the call. I really appreciate it.
And we appreciate getting you on. Thanks for making time for us. Running for governor, talk a little bit about your decision. What led you to make this announcement?
Jeff, I love this state. I've lived here my whole life. It's in my DNA. I'm Alabama through and through. And our state is desperate for new leadership. We don't need any more lifetime politicians. Just look at what lifetime politicians have gotten us over the last 50 years. We're at the bottom of the list in education, 51st in math, 47 in education overall, 45th in health care, 43rd in prisons, and that's what lifetime politicians have gotten us. And we need new leadership, someone that has a tremendous business background, grew up in business, and my father's family owned a grocery store from an early age, learned business at the feet of watching him run our little small town grocery store in Roanoke, Alabama. Worked at Books a Million for 13 years as chief operating officer, and now president of a large nonprofit in Birmingham, King's Home, helping abused youth and moms and kids. And what a perfect background of experience to help all about Alabamians and be an agent for change and be a disruptor, because that's what lifetime politicians have gotten us, is bottom of the list. And it just breaks my heart. Truly breaks my heart that when I left college 40 years ago, these were the rankings that we have, and they're the same rankings that we have today. And we have great people in this state. We have a great state. We have natural resources galore, and it just doesn't have to be this way. And one other point, quick point, Jeff, is that we love football in this state, right? If any of our football coaches performed like Montgomery did, how long would they have their job? They wouldn't have it for 40 years, would they? They'd have it for about 10 seconds after the season ended. And we got to have change in Montgomery and wake up Alabama and not be complacent. Say, well, that's just the way it's been in Alabama all my life, and it's just not ever going to be any other way. It just doesn't have to be that way. Hey, Jeff, let's work together for change.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the policy specifics. You went through a lot there. We'll kick it off here. Education. I mean, like, how do you get there? Is there necessarily a government solution, or maybe it's a cultural solution? Like, well how do you see stay one? You're governor. What do you do?
First thing is we got to get politics out of education. We need an appointed school board, not career politicians that keep getting elected to school board over and over and over again because they get entrenched and we can't ever get changed. That's the first action right there. We got to have school choice. Every parent deserves to be able to send their kids to get the best education that they can. You know, a child's zip code should not dictate where their educational future lies. And it's just common sense stuff. You know, with my background in business, working with the needy, working with the abused, working with people that need a hand up and a way to start over in life, you know, that's what we need in leadership, just common sense approaches like this, even to education, where it is so dismal. And it just blows my mind, Jeff, that education is not the priority that we're setting in Montgomery today, because we're talking about all other issues. Why aren't we talking about education?
Yeah, and you know, this is sort of the perception, at least for some of our listeners and yours truly here, that we live in a very well, the perception is that Alabama is a very, very conservative, right of center state. And, this is particularly true with school choice, but, you know, a lot of times, the Alabama legislature and the occupant of the governor's mansion oftentimes don't really govern like you would think a hardcore right wing or right of center state. Tell me, what do you think? Is there an ideological component that seems to be missing here?
Isn't that disappointing? And we see it over and over again nationally. We see it over and over again in our state. We elect people that we think are going to go down there and do the right thing. And what happens, Jeff, and you know this better than anybody, is all of a sudden, That power and money and the influence and favor finds its way and invades that process. And Jeff, that's got to stop. And I'm standing for limiting campaign contributions. To me, there is no excuse that unlimited campaign contributions should be allowed in this state or any state. We are one of only five nationally that allow unlimited campaign contributions for state elections from wealthy individuals.
Hey, a brief interruption there, but let's get back on track here. We were talking about education and we were talking about kind of the direction of the state. Lou Burdett joining us here running for governor in Alabama for a few more minutes. You also mentioned health care. And, you're right. The rankings in this state for healthcare, for a lot of the metrics of our generally as a healthy society are very, very low. Speak on that, if you would. Tell us how you see making that situation better.
And we, again, it's Montgomery bureaucracy. We rank 45th in healthcare. We rank 45th. 44th, 43rd in healthcare 40 years ago. We still do the gap. We get the same lousy results because we got the same lifelong politicians in Montgomery, and that's got to change. One area is another area of bureaucracy, certificate of need. Sometimes we hear about that. That, you know, gets in the weeds on all this policy stuff, but certificate of need is the way that powerful hospitals and hospital administration keeps healthcare out of the desperately needed areas of rural Alabama, like where I grew up. I grew up in a little East Alabama town. I hope people will go read my story at lewin22.com. I was victim of a violent crime as a 15-year-old teenager. If we hadn't had that little small town rural hospital where I grew up there, I would have died that night. Should have died in the bottom of that well. I was kidnapped, shot, stabbed, thrown in a well. And eventually made it to a hospital where they saved my life. And if that rural hospital hadn't been in Roanoke, I wouldn't have made it that night. And certificate of need is blocking out rural areas to force our citizens in the state to drive to urban areas to get hospital care. And we have great hospital care in urban areas. But just during the pandemic, certificate of need kept 6,400 beds from being opened in rural areas because it gets all gummed up in bureaucracy in Montgomery. That's wrong. It's got to change. We're right 10th nationally since 2005 in hospital closures in rural areas. We've got to improve health care in rural areas. We got great health care in some urban areas, and I'll certainly work with our congressmen and senators to support changes in health care at the federal level also.
Lou, let's hit on some of the usual hot buttons. They're going to come up. I guess first off, gambling in this state. Do you have an opinion on that either way?
Yeah, I certainly have an opinion on gambling because I'm 100% against gambling. That brings in an element to our state that we don't want I've worked at King's Home for 19 years, helping abused youth and moms and kids. I've worked in the periphery of human trafficking, sex trafficking. It's a huge problem in Alabama. I-20 corridor between Birmingham and Atlanta is the most human trafficked area of the United States. And all gambling does is bring in elements of drugs and human trafficking and dark world influence that we do not want in this state and that we do not need in this state. So I'm 100% against gambling. And Jeff, why are we taking up issues? Why are we making issues like gambling a priority in Montgomery in this session that starts next week instead of education? We need to be talking about education, not gambling.
What about some of these other issues? Transportation lately really on the forefront, particularly in our listening audience, the ongoing I-10 Mobile Bay Bridge saga. But pass a gas tax back in 2019, rebuild Alabama, gas tax increase, I should say. Your thoughts on the state of infrastructure in the state of Alabama right now and if what improvements need to be made?
Hey, another example, Jeff, the true conservative passed taxes on increased taxes, especially that don't help the poor in this state. You know, passing gas taxes, that would be one of the first things I would look to try to repeal and do away with when I'm elected governor. We do have to find ways to improve infrastructure. I love Mobile. My son lives there now, married a wonderful young lady from Mobile. I love that area of the state. I love my daughter-in-law, blessed with a wonderful family, and know the needs that how we need to improve areas like transportation all across the state, including I-65 too, expanding it. That takes a lot of cooperation with our U.S. representatives. It takes cooperation with our senators to try to do the right thing, cut through bureaucracy. That's what I want to do in this state. But I am not in favor of raising taxes, especially when it doesn't help some of our poorest systems. And we need to find better ways to create money and generational wealth in this state other than raising taxes.
Well, while we're talking about taxes, one of the other big issues we ought to talk about here on this program, a regressive tax structure, it seems, at least when it comes to the state puts a tax on groceries. And looking at rolling that back, is it a matter of doing so? Do you make up for the money? Do you try to put the tax burden elsewhere? Or do we just look at ways to cut government? I mean, what do you think about that?
We need to cut government. When is the last time you've heard a message from any politician in Montgomery that we need less government out of Montgomery? Why aren't our so-called conservative legislatures where we control both the House and the Senate, we don't ever talk about less government down there. And I'm that person. We need government out of our lives. I had that same question on another show yesterday, specifically about grocery tax. Look at where I grew up. Look what I was raised in, a family-owned grocery store. And those are the kinds of taxes that we do not need in this state. We don't need privilege taxes on small business. I'm such a proponent of small business, you know, having grown up in a family-owned grocery business. And you know what, Jeff? When I'm governor, small businesses would never be locked down again. You know, we need to do away with the restrictions on small business that they have on things like privilege. Where they pay $110 a year, you know, and that doesn't sound like much money. But for a small business owner like my dad and so many others that I've heard across this state, those are the kinds of things. It's just common sense things like that. We need if we're going to tax a small business that way, then yeah, let's have less government. Let's find another area to cut in Montgomery, not put the burden on small business. Small business will never be closed again in this state. and I stand strong on that. Small business has a friend in me for sure.
Lou, we got to get out of here up against the break real quick. Folks want to find your more out about you and your campaign. Tell them where they can look.
Lewin22.com. Lou Burdette for governor. Lewin22.com. L-E-W.
Lou, we appreciate your time, and hopefully we can talk again soon.
I look forward to it, Jeff. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Lou Burdette, running, recently announced a candidate for governor there. We got to get a break in here. We will be right back. This is the Jeff Porsche Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Down to Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.